Wow, crazy Music auf Flux FM. Marika Hackman mit Deep Green. Davor haben wir Jack Garrett gehört und sein Stückchen Worry. Jetzt müsst ihr euch keine Sorgen mehr machen. Wir stellen euch nämlich an dieser Stelle ein kleines, hübsches Büchlein vor, das durchaus hilfreich sein kann für den einen oder die andere. Es geht um den Startup Guide Berlin. Der ist soeben herausgekommen und er gibt eben, das kann man sich ja schon fast denken, einen Überblick über die Startup-Szene in der Stadt. Gestern wurde das Buch im Beta-Haus vorgestellt und bei mir im Studio sind jetzt die Herausgeberin des Ganzen, Sissel Hansen, und sie hat Hanna Bahl mitgebracht, die für die journalistische Betreuung des Buches zuständig war. First of all, hello to the both of you.
Hello.
Oh, I can't even hear. I have to put on the microphones. That was my mistake. Sorry. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's working. Now they're here. Yesterday, you presented the book at Beta House. How's the party been? Did you party a lot or...
Well, we didn't actually present it at Beta House. Beta House are our partner, so they will sell it. But we had the honor of being on Axel Springer's accelerator plug and play rooftop terrace.
Oh.
That was amazing. Like we saw the sun went down, and we had a lot of Moscow Mule and gin and tonics, and it was more like a big party than
something like a release party.
Exactly.
Okay,
like, you know,
cool.
People was looking a bit in the book, but most of all,
they were looking into their glasses
on the bottoms of their glasses, and it was exactly how we wanted to be.
Yeah, that's cool though. Then congratulations for that.
Thank you
super
very much.
Evening. The title of your book suggests that you have a guide about the startups in Berlin in your hand when you open it. How did you come up with the idea? Why was it necessary to put out a guide like this?
Well, I came from Denmark. I came from Copenhagen 1.5 years ago and wanted to start a company here. And I didn't speak the language, and I didn't really knew anybody here. Mm-hmm. So I started to kind of ask around, like, hey guys, do you know anybody and how should you do it? And I finally realized that there were so many new people from like other countries coming to the city.
Mm-hmm.
So like they have the same questions.
Yeah.
So actually how the idea came to make a guide for foreigners that want to come to Berlin
to build
up companies.
So you did have to do some research before you started up your own business, and then you found out, there's a lot of information I gathered by now. So maybe put this all together and help people who want to do the same thing that I want to do right now.
Exactly.
So this is a book actually for people who probably are coming to Berlin or are from Berlin, but it's for people who want to do a startup in Berlin city.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
It's startups, it's projects, it's like all kind of businesses.
Yes.
And if you see it, like, you know, 44% of all entrepreneurs in 2012, they were from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a really like need for it. And I think every time there is a pain, there is a hole to fill. And this is what we're trying to do.
But it's like actually for everyone who has the idea to start a business and like has it in mind, like, oh, I really want to do that, but never actually starts it. And there are a lot of people in it who were like, okay, like I'm going to do that and I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
So like it's for people who have something in mind, and
but it might be it's hard for me to I have to use a lot of my fantasy to put myself into the role of an investor because I don't have much money. But if you do have loads of money, that would be an interesting book for you too. If you want to invest in a certain startup, you can basically get some information out of that book about each startup, and then you'd be like, no, I'm gonna give this guy from Zobi a little more money and he's gonna be growing.
I think he'll be happy for that.
As I said, I'm just a fantasy investor. Yeah. I don't have the money.
No, I think the book is built on the need of the information. There is lack of information.
Yes.
So what we actually did was we interviewed these people there is coming to the scene, asking them, if you had one question you can ask an investor or an expert or a founder, what would you do?
Yeah.
These questions we selected and we gave them to the people, to the investor, to the founders that have been through the process already.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it built up. So it's built up in different founders that have built companies.
Yes.
There is different startups. There's telling about their journey and there's different experts. There is telling about how to do it.
Yeah. And there's basic tips in there. Like if you want to do a startup, you have to register your address at the Burger Amt.
Exactly.
You have to get a health insurance and stuff.
Always good.
It's important in Germany to have one. Yeah. You have to get a phone. Okay. That would be like, I already have a phone. But you know what I'm saying? There's tips and tricks in there that are really necessary.
Exactly.
How did you choose the startups in this book? Is it's not like every little startup that's
No, like we try to kind of, you know, see the field of the startup scene. Berlin is really special compared to other cities as London or Tel Aviv. Yeah. Like they have really different, many different kind of startups, not only tech, but also really creative startups. So we had everything from technology to like energy and like we also have like projects as Our Berlin. There's a vodka company.
Yeah,
take
them
in and put them in and say like, what is the process that you are doing?
Okay, cool.
So we're trying to get around and of course using our own network and the people we think have is valid to say something.
And do you have something like a favorite startup out of this book that you want to support right here?
Yeah, I think like it's easy to say that somewhere.com is actually our favorite startup. Like they are building a new creative community where you can show the way you work and not like in the boring way of a CV, but like really showing like who you are and how you do stuff and like presenting yourself. And you can actually like get an invite code and become part of like a huge member community where creative people share what they do.
Okay, and that's called somewhere.com.
Somewhere.com.
Okay. Now you've been working on this book for 2 months. Is there going to be a second issue? Do you plan a book like this for Copenhagen or other cities where there are startups?
Of course I do. I'm on my way to Copenhagen to do exactly the same there. Like I think there is something about the guide. If you bring the guide into the startup scene, so many people are traveling around from city to city to start up different stuff, get work. And I think if I would love to do the Lonely Planet guide for startups.
Yeah, cool. Like a traveler's guide for people who don't just travel, but they go places to build up businesses maybe as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. So you've been working with Beta House for the book. How has the collaboration been? What was their part in
the part is like they kind of support us 100% with network and with advertisement and just with the support of the community they have there. So we mainly have our office there and sit from there and work. Mm-hmm. And the cooperation in the future will be really good, I think.
Okay. So I want to thank you for visiting us and showing and presenting this book for our listeners. Wer jetzt gerne mal reinlesen möchte in den Startup Guide, wir verlosen Exemplare für euch. Dafür einfach eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de betreff Startup Guide. Eure Adresse solltet ihr mit reinschreiben in die E-Mail, damit wir euch das Buch auch zuschicken können. Also nochmal eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Startup Guide. Und wer da nicht durchkommt, das Buch ist in Berliner Buchhandlungen durchaus zu finden und ansonsten auch online bei Amazon, bei iTunes kann man sich das, glaube ich, sogar runterladen als E-Book und so weiter und so fort. Also guckt da ruhig mal nach dem Startup Guide Berlin, der gerade veröffentlicht wurde. Sissel Hansen und Hannah Bahl, vielen Dank nochmal. Thanks a lot for visiting.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.